Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Rutner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Herman Franks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCoskey. Mitchell moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Vallo moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rutner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCoskey. Hegan moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mitchell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 0-for-1 in the game. Rutner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Frank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Juist takes first base on ball 4. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0 for 1 in the game. Franks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich moves to third. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-2 in the game. Embry bunts towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 0-for-2 in the game. Rutner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rutner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-2 in the game. Franks strikes out. One out. Don Richmond pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-2 in the game. Embry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 0-for-3 in the game. Rutner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Fain moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Chapman scores. Fain moves to third. Rutner moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Rutner scores. Suter moves to third. Joost moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Herman Franks. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is walked intentionally. Gene Handley pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Mike Guerra pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to home to get Suter. Joost moves to third. Handley moves to second. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juice scores. Handley scores. Guerra moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Cal Dorsett now pitching. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-6, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rutner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rutner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Guerra now catching. Bob Savage now pitching. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovic takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Metkovic moves to second. Joe Coleman now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. Metkovic moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovic scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 11-7, Athletics. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-4 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 11-8, Athletics. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 11-9, Athletics. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Cal Dorsett. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Joost fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.